everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our now 200 plus stations coast to coast. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by Nationwide Superior Travel Experts and their amazing discount travel deals up to 70% off your favorite destinations. If you're thinking about some travel this summer, give the Superior Travel Experts a call. They love this stuff. 800-430-7923. Get it done for up to 70% off. That's 800-430-7923. Sitting here, coffee in hand, looking out again. It is rainy here in Philadelphia. Rain, rain, rain. But you remember how much I was whining during the wintertime? No more whining. I'm not going to whine. It's not snowing. Therefore, my world is good. Going with Mocha in my coffee mug, raising it all to you in salute. In my new, I'm doing this every week, I'm getting a new dollar store mug every week. I've got quite the collection going. It's just my thing lately. I'm loving it. How's your week been? Okay, so last week, we took our family vacay, 4 days out of town. I love this week every year. Kids get to pick our travel destinations for our summer breaks, okay? So we've got 14-year-old Katie, 11-year-old Robbie. They get to pick our summer breaks, where we're going to go for our travel. And it is really fun to see what they come up with. It has to be in the continental U.S. One day we'll get to Alaska and Hawaii. It's just not in the budget right now. Not crazy about that long of a flight, to be perfectly honest with you guys. Last year, Robbie picked Texas. Remember all that stuff on Facebook? We had the best time. Went to the Alamo. We went to San Antonio. The Riverwalk, hands down, in my decades of traveling with Victor, before we had kids, after we had kids, the San Antonio Riverwalk, absolutely gorgeous. That town really grabbed me. If you ever get a chance to go to San Antonio, have fun with it because we had a ball. Love all the cities we go to. San Antonio was special. So this year, Katie gets to pick. And she picked New York. Now, last year for school, they had a school trip to New York. I got to chaperone it as well. We had the best time. So I was thrilled that she wanted to return. That was such a kick. So we just got back a couple of days ago. We had a ball. Now, then I did some number crunching. Okay, according to AAA, the cost of an average four-person vacation in the U.S. to a place like New York City should have cost upwards of $4,800, nearly $5,000. Oh, my God. We did it for less than $2,000, and we lived like kings. How did we do it? Far, far easier than you'd think. Touching on that first, then going over our listeners' favorite travel spots that they adore. I love all of your Facebook feedback. And I love that these towns that they're all listing are known for their beauty and their history and their food and their inexpensive fabulousness, whether it's for their free museums or the architecture or their entertainment or their food or all of the above. That's always the best one. Then we'll do some dad and daughter talk real estate. And then our top five tips for you, no matter where you are, no matter the age or the size of your family, no matter where you're headed, to slash the cost of your family's vacation this year. Let's do this. Okay, so this year we decided to go to New York. Now, New York is a town unlike any other, and I love visiting it. Love coming home afterwards. I just always appreciate, you appreciate where you are, you appreciate getting back home. New York has an energy and a fire and just an incredible way about it. It's tremendous fun. I recommend everybody do it. And the kids were old enough now where we knew that we could go to places, we could touch on places like the 9/11 Museum, which I very much wanted to go and pay homage to. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a while. I felt like the kids weren't quite old enough for it before, but at 14 and 11, they were able to see parts of it and start appreciating the all of the history of New York. We went everywhere. First things first, we had to find a way to get there without breaking the bank. Now, we're in Philadelphia, so it's a quick road trip. And one of the things I appreciate most about slashing the cost of a trip, slashing the cost of your vacation, try making it somewhere within a two-hour drive of your home. Take out the airfare completely. Now, if you simply must fly somewhere, I get it. It's tremendous fun. Go and call the airfare experts. We talked about them in the opening and get yourself some cheap airfare. If you're up for it, however, you're going to find that you slash the cost of your trip if you simply do anywhere within a two-hour drive of your home. okay? You might take a look at the map and realize, hey, we've never been to XYZ. We've never been to ABC. Let's go check that out instead. That is one of the number one ways to 100% slash the cost of your travel, especially if you've got the bigger family. And speaking as a mom, speaking as a parent, you guys know that you've got the best kids in the whole world. There's a special hell to getting on a plane with your kids. They can be the best kids in the world. I happen to be the proud owner of two magnificent kids, and they traveled pretty darn well on planes. They didn't cry. They didn't scream. They love looking out the windows. They have a great time. I have connected with so many parents whose beautiful kids were miserable with ear pain and were just very discombobulated. They didn't like the feeling of the cabin pressure. It was a miserable trip for them. So just a little wiggle either way, just thinking about it, stay outside the box when it comes to travel. Try to do it within a 2-hour drive of your home. You will be saving huge on that. There you go. So there's a number one. Next, the hotel. I am a hotel snob. I love saving money. Coupled with that is my evil twin, the girl who likes to go to very schwank hotels, okay? I've had so many people say to me, this is such a compliment. I so appreciate this. I've had so many people say to me, you have to try camping. You'll save so much money. Camping is amazing. I sit up straighter in my chair with respect for those who can successfully, happily, satisfactorily camp. I don't own that DNA. I don't have that DNA where I can go camping and make it a happy experience for other people. I need electricity. You don't want to see me in the morning without it. Me without electricity, sleeping where I'm hearing all kinds of crickets and I can't hear my fan at night. It's just not a pretty picture. For the sake of those that I love, I don't see myself going really hardcore camping anytime soon. I have such respect for people out there who will, you know, open up food and maybe heat up soup over a fire. It sounds so nice and so romantic. And let's face it, we all look really good in campfire light. I look hot. I mean, I'm sure I look pretty darn attractive in campfire light compared to the harsh, you know, glow of whatever sort of incandescent lights that I take as an option. However, camping is not a level I'm going to take my vacationing to. I'm the opposite. I'm the one that likes to, you know, tell people save money, save money, save money. And then the instant we're traveling, I have to have a fancy hotel. What do I mean by fancy? Here's what I mean. I need at least 2 bedrooms. Love the 2 bedrooms because the kids will sleep in one and then Victor and I will sleep in the other. And this can be a pullout on the couch and the separate bedroom. So we could do a 1-bedroom with a nice little seating area. And then Victor and I can hang out, you know, can hang out on the pullout. So there's 2 separate bedrooms. That works. Now, this last trip, Victor not only delivered with this incredible hotel room, he got us a 2-bedroom, 2 bedrooms with closing doors and a beautiful seating area with a big screen and a kitchen, which quite honestly, I adore. I've heard from some people, men, women are like, how dare you put a kitchen in my hotel room? What do you think I'm going to do, cook on my vacation? Hells yeah, you're going to cook on your vacation and you're going to save some serious cash while you're doing it. Now, here's the thing. I barely picked up a pan while I was in there. I did a grilled cheese for Robbie. I did some Texas toast for Katie. The vast majority of the time, other people were serving me food and I was loving it. Make sure you pick a hotel room that has a small kitchen there, especially a refrigerator, a microwave, huge extra points if you have a range and a nice little sink, okay? We saved tons bringing loads of snacks down there, and then we coupled that. I cannot believe this hotel Victor found us. I'm not going to name it out loud because there are a lot of them out there. Don't want to give one short shrift and, you know, give the other one attention when, you know, they're all fantastic. Go out there and start researching this. But see what you can do. Get onto AAA. AAA knows what it's talking about when it comes to this. We went on to AAA, where we have been proud members for so long, found this hotel. So now we've got a 2-bedroom, in addition to a large seating area, 2 bathrooms, a full kitchen, a small kitchen, but a full kitchen nonetheless, that we stuffed full of food. And Victor got us this is so beautiful. A lot of hotels these days have the free breakfast, which of course is rolled into the price of the hotel. We go down for free breakfast every day, and a family of 4 is saving huge cash during the course of a 4-day vacation. This one also had a free dinner bar. Now, we're not talking steaks. Don't go over the top. Don't lose your mind. But when we're talking about these hotels putting on, say, a free soup and salad bar every night, guess what? That's dinner. My kids love soup, first of all. They love a good loaf of bread, and that came with it, you know, huge loaves of bread there in this place too. Crackers, sodas, drinks, chips. Everyone's needs were filled, and the cost of breakfast and the cost of dinner were all rolled up into one inside our hotel room that we got for a huge discount. You know why? When you stay in, I know, we got to wrap this up. Give me 30 seconds. When you stay deep in the heart of New York, you're going to pay a small slice of your soul to do that. Here's what you do. You go about 15 minutes out, whether it's a 15-minute drive, a 15-minute train ride. You head on out of there. We went to a hotel 15 minutes away from the city. Our windows had a beautiful view of the city skyscape. And we paid, I think, easily 50% less than what we would have paid otherwise. So our four-day vacay, which should have cost $5,000 for a family of four, cost only $2,000. And we're going to go over more details on that right after this. Cheap is small,
and not too steep, the best. Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707, 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and two bits of blowback that I'm getting from the crew during the commercials that do warrant some mention. Number one, yes, camping can be fun. I've got two people here in the studio. Live to camp, love to camp, adore camping. Good for you. And have fun camping, but you don't want me with you while you're camping. I will diminish your joy level substantially. And I'm a fun person. I have a great time, but I'm more fun around strong electricity, flipping a switch for light, a stove, that you can actually just turn a button and you got heat. I love a good campfire. I love sitting under the stars. It's so great. I just don't want to sleep under them. I want to sleep in the luxury of looking up and seeing a ceiling. That's all I need, And secondly, a little bit of, this is also well-earned blowback here, where we've got people who are happy to drive more than 2 hours. I'm with you. However, the people saying they're happy to drive more than 2 hours don't have kids. Not naming names, but people are saying, hey, I drive 4 hours, no problem. Good for you. When Victor and I were first dating and we were first married, some of you guys know we were married nearly 10 years before we had kids. We would take road trips. We drove from Philadelphia down to Florida and had a ball. It was great. I'm thinking more from the mindset of a parent. If you are a parent or a grandparent, I lean towards the 2, maybe 3 hour road trips as your optimal road trip before any possible felonies might occur. See what I'm saying? So when we're talking about those two things, yes, there is wiggle room all over the place. For those campers out there, again, I am sitting up straighter in my chair and saluting you with full seriousness. You guys are the best. It's wonderful. It's fun. And it's super inexpensive. And for those who want to take the road trip a little further, you are just saving huge amounts of cash. Enjoy yourself. I'm deadly serious with that. Now, so we get to New York. We drove there, saved all the airfare. We're now staying about 15 minutes out of town with a gorgeous view of the city, spending about half what we'd normally spend for any hotel in the city. Free breakfast, free dinner, gorgeous kitchen in there, which I maybe cooked two things in there. You're on vacay. You don't care. You're having some fun. Somebody else even did the dishes. It's beautiful. Someone's making my bed in the morning. Someone's cleaning the bathroom. I'm loving it. I'll be happy to make a grilled cheese. That's the compromise I'll make. All the places we went to, once you get yourself to these cities, you will find tons to do that doesn't cost a lot of money. So I'm logging onto my Facebook page here because we had so much fun and so much feedback from people who loved where we went. We hit all of the major points. We hit all of the major points. I mentioned before, and I take my voice down to the level required for this, we went to the 9/11 Museum. The kids were amazing. They had all the right questions, and the people that you met there were just, it was really quite an experience. You will walk out a little differently than how you walked in. God bless America. It's an incredible sight that I recommend everybody, every red-blooded American, get themselves to. And we also had the blessings of a beautiful weather day. The clouds were out, but it made it so the sun wasn't beaten down so much. We didn't need any air conditioning. It was like in the 70s. It was good stuff. We hit the NBC studios, got to walk around in there. And here's one of my biggest tips, okay? When you go to these other sites, the NBC studios, the Radio City Music Hall, you are offered to take a tour. And a tour could be fun. And in New York, don't look surprised. Don't go all touristy and look hugely surprised when a tour of Radio City Music Hall costs over $50 for a tour. Honestly, I just loved being outside Radio City. When Katie and I went last year, we got to see a show there, and that was tremendous fun. You don't need the tour. Go there, look outside, look in the lobby, look at the history of the place, talk to the people that work there. You'll get all kinds of great info. We did that, and promptly, when we walked back out, saved ourselves $250 by not taking the tour. Okay? Not meaning to sound cheap, but honestly, it wasn't really a huge thing for the kids either. We got to Radio City Music Hall. We got to NBC Studios. We got to see where Jimmy Fallon does all of his taping. My needs are met. Moving on. So then we go to FAO Schwartz, home of, I loved that scene in Big. It's a different FAO Schwartz now. I believe the other one closed. However, the FAO Schwartz we went to, just as fun and energetic and amazing. We had a great time. You got the people playing with these cool toys. Robbie got this hilarious puppet, which honestly wasn't overpriced. Katie got a magic set that she is still loving. She's immersing herself in it. She is so into the magic. It's adorable. And we got our pictures with the huge floor piano that you saw in the Tom Hanks movie Big. And that was what it was all about. The kids went bananas. Guess what the cost of that was? Free. So Katie's dancing around on that. Nothing spent there. Moving on from there, you notice how everything, I am not so energetic, mind you, but everything is within walking distance. Practically everything. We took a taxi. We took an Uber to the 9/11 museum. And then we took an Uber back and everything else was within walking distance, including on Sunday as we're walking around, we get to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Now, we visited there for Katie's school trip as well, and it was so incredible. I am not overly religious. I'm very respectful, but this architecture will make your jaw drop, the architecture of St. Patrick's Cathedral, whatever your leanings. If you're anywhere near New York, go and take a look. Guess what the cost is? It's free. It's cathedral. It's a beautiful church. We go in there. I, in pure vacation mode, completely lost track of what day it is. We walk in on a Sunday into St. Patrick's Cathedral. There's a mass going on. We were dressed like complete schmoes, and they were still so nice. Put pictures on my Facebook page, got all kinds of great feedback. Everybody who has gone there says the same thing that I'm trying to get out here. It is incredible. The history of the place, the beauty of the place, the stories from the place, just unbelievable. Then we go to Planet Hollywood for lunch. All right. Planet Hollywood is freaking hilarious. It is so fun. It's lighthearted. It's great. And did not know this, Keanu Reeves' surfboard from Point Break hanging on the wall right next to a big screen playing scenes from the movie. Okay, we can go home now. We've seen, okay, that works. I'm there. It's all good. A million Hollywood-related things going on there. You don't know what to look at. It's just too much fun. Everybody knows my childhood crush on Keanu Reeves, so the Facebook feedback on that was hilarious. It's all good. We got time for a couple more before the break. This one's super important. If you guys get yourself to New York, we all heard in social studies when we were kids growing up, the whole immigration experience, Ellis Island. Get yourself to Ellis Island. The island itself, the planning, the layout, the hospitals, the offices, the main terminals, the trains that went in and out. Absolutely incredible story of American history there at Ellis Island. I myself had relatives that came to this great country through Ellis Island. Victor does as well. To know that your forefathers, that your ancestors walked these halls not knowing the language, barely a penny in their pocket, but some serious guts to pick up and leave the country of their origin and come to the U.S. to create your now present day reality. It's incredibly humbling. It gets you to shut up about the cost of a hot dog, to be perfectly honest. The stories coming out of there are absolutely remarkable. We had an incredible time there. I wanted to make sure the kids saw it. They're of an age now where they can start to appreciate their family tree history even more. Katie's a real history buff. Robbie's getting interested in that kind of thing too. And they really drank it in. You know, we were trying not to hammer it too hard, this and this and this, and people came here with nothing but, you know, the clothes on their back. I sound, you know, too much like a parent when I say stuff like that. But when you walk through the halls of Ellis Island and you hear the stories and you see the pictures and you hear about the reality, the harsh, cold reality of it, and the chances and the hard work that everybody had to endure, it is so humbling. It is just amazing. And again, the time is flying, guys. More ways, and guess what the cost is? Once you get yourself on the island, you can walk around for free. You can take one of the guided tours, knock yourself out, get yourself around there. You will love it. It will change you. More after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, half past the hour, and in today's busy, crazy, ever-changing real estate landscape, there's no one better to check in with each week than my dad, John Harriet, for another episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello again, everybody. It's John Harriet here with Keller Williams Real Estate. What we try to do in this show, folks, is give people general education about what is needed to help them with their biggest financial decision that most people make. And that is the buying of a house, maybe the selling of a house, and the purchase of another house. It's impossible to cover everything that you need to know about this. For that, you really do need a good realtor. And I would love to be a person that you interview for the job of helping you make that kind of a real estate decision if you live in Pennsylvania or Delaware. Now, I'm only authorized to practice real estate in those two states. But if the rest of you listening in the other 50 states, and by we're out, what, 200 stations now, kiddo?
We are on 204 stations, sir.
Holy mackerel. Those of you who are not in Pennsylvania or Delaware would like some help in picking out a realtor, I can certainly help you with that. I have contacts all over the country. The Keller Williams network is very, very viable, and I'd be glad to help you pick out a good realtor. Also, folks, if you would like to stay up to date with what it is we're talking about every week on the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Show, I do a lot of research and generally come in with three or four reports that we talk about during the show. And if you would like to have links to where I get this information, please just give us a shout at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. That number again, Chrissy, is?
Absolute. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
Once again, that's 484-574-4088. Now my website's in a stage of transition, so I will be putting these blogs up back on the website, probably starting in about another week or 10 days. But right now my website is in a state of transition. But if you would like a link to every one of the articles that we use to prepare the show every week, just text that to, "Hey John, blog stuff, please. Give me your email address, and I will get that out to you every week." So what questions do we have from our listeners? I always like to start the show out that way, if we have questions.
We have, first of all, thank God for Facebook. We've got some fantastic listenership. They love connecting via text. They love connecting via email. Facebook is what truly binds us all together. You've got a huge following on that. And you've got a couple of questions that really stood out to me as summer progresses. One of them, one of your listeners in Chester County, Deborah, connecting from Malvern, who would like to buy a house, but has a big concern. And this one grabbed me because it's something that, you know, it comes to all of us. Say they find a house, she and her husband, they make an offer, it gets accepted. What happens if they just flat out change their mind? Maybe another house comes along, a great one they like even more. Maybe they just get cold feet. It happens. Yep. Honestly, are they stuck?
Are they stuck? Well, in the state of Pennsylvania, you'll be happy to know that Deborah was the caller?
Yes.
Or was the Facebook user?
Yep.
Deborah, you'll be happy to know that no, you are not stuck.
Excellent.
In fact, the Pennsylvania real estate laws are written in such a way that they are really buyer friendly.
Excellent.
In fact, some people in adjoining states like Delaware think that the Pennsylvania agreement of sale is too buyer friendly, and they refuse to use the same agreement of sale. But here's how it works. If you make an offer and you're using a realtor, which is what 92%, I think, of the people who buy houses do, and even if you don't use a realtor, I would strongly suggest that you use the standard Pennsylvania Association of Realtors agreement of sale. But in that agreement of sale, and it's like 13 pages long, folks, don't let that intimidate you, because you pick out a good realtor and he or she will be able to guide you through that. But one of the sections in that Pennsylvania agreement of sale is home inspections. What inspections do you want to do to make sure that this piece of property is something that you want to continue to purchase? And there's like 12 or 13 different inspections you can do. Now, the ones that most people pick out are a home inspection, where you will hire a home inspector to come in and examine the structural soundness of the property. And he or she will also look at the plumbing, at the heating, the ventilation, and the electrical systems of how healthy the house is. That's one inspection that just about everybody will ask for. Another inspection that I always suggest people ask for, at least in Pennsylvania, is a radon check. Radon is an odorless, colorless gas, which I read is the number two source of lung cancer in the country.
Yeah, it can make for a very not good day.
Mm-hmm, yep. I always recommend that people get a radon check and see if the level comes in above, I think it's 4 picocuries per liter. It's almost a laydown. It's almost a laydown that the seller puts in a remediation system. And the third check that most people do is a termite check to make sure there's not termites eating away at your foundations and making your house collapse. And there's other inspections you can get, like a stucco inspection. You can get a survey made of your property, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But those three, the home inspection, the radon test, and the termite test, are the ones that most people get and the ones that I always recommend. Now, here is the place that is the escape hatch if you decide you just don't want to go through with the deal.
Okay.
Now, most people, when they make out the agreement of sale, will say, "I want 10 days in which to complete my inspections." You could ask for more. You could ask for 12. You could ask for 15. You could ask for 20. You could ask for 25. But most common is 10. Anyway, after the end of that 10-day period, that's called the contingency period, there is a 5-day negotiation period specified in the contract. Again, you can ask for a longer period, but most people stick with the 5 days. If at the end of the 5-day negotiation period, you have not been able to reach an agreement with the seller on what you're going to fix, so this is a total of 17 days, you can terminate the agreement of sale. That is the buyer's right. So anytime in the typically 17 days after you sign the agreement of sale, the buyer is allowed to terminate the agreement of sale and get their deposit money back.
That is very encouraging, because it seems to me like, especially 17 days between putting in the offer, that's like dog years when you're selling and buying a house.
So 17 days is typical. Like I say, if you specify a longer inspection period, 15 days instead of 10, then instead of 17 days, you got 22. But once that inspection process is over, and typically it's 10 days to get your inspections done, mm-hmm, and let the seller know these are things that you want to have repaired. There's a 5-day negotiation period during which you and the seller can negotiate, and usually this is done through your agents. And then if you don't reach agreement, there's another 2 days in which you have the right to cancel the agreement of sale. So you got 17 days in which you, the buyer in Pennsylvania, and other states are similar, have an absolute right to cancel the agreement of sale.
In all of your, how many houses have you sold now?
Oh, right around 170.
Oh my God. In all honesty, has that come up more than once? I have to think that's very, very rare. More than anything, Deborah, we want to reassure you, when you're going out there house shopping, chances are excellent. You're going to find the one you fall in love with, and that's going to be it. But it's reassuring to know that there is an out if you find you need one.
Yeah, I think I can only recall of one instance where the buyers actually got cold feet and decided to back out. Now, I've had a number, probably 15 or 20, where buyers have done inspections, discovered that things were wrong with the house that they were not willing to accept, asked the seller to fix them, the seller was not willing, or else the buyers weren't of a faith that the seller was going to do it right. So they backed out of the deal. But the important thing is that in Pennsylvania, and if you're not in Pennsylvania, folks, you need to check with a good local realtor and find out what the law is in your state about how much power the buyer and the seller sometimes have to cancel the agreement of sale. Now, some states have what's called a 3-day right of rescission clause. And this has been used in Pennsylvania to mislead some people because they will tell the buyer, there is no 3-day right of rescission in Pennsylvania. So once 3 days go by, you know, you are obligated to fulfill the obligations of the contract. And that's true. But one of the rights that you have under the Pennsylvania State Agreement of Sale, the one that almost everybody uses, is for the first 17 days, if it's written up the way it normally is, you have an absolute right to cancel the agreement of sale. Don't have to give a reason. Just say under the provisions of, I think it's paragraph 13, I'm canceling the agreement. Give me my money back, please.
That is very encouraging. That's kind of neat. I like that.
Yep, that is a very, very big escape hatch.
Okay. And that should be the way. If that's something that's holding you back, the idea that you're stuck in this, it's going to be like, you know, iron chain. It's the best of all worlds, honestly. Again, have faith in your decision making. I think chances are excellent you're going to want to keep that house that you put in a bid and on.
Yep. Now, Delaware is a little bit different from Pennsylvania. And I think Delaware probably is similar to a number of other states. So again, you need to check with a local realtor who understands the laws in your states. Now in Delaware, a buyer does an inspection and wants to have certain things fixed. The buyer does not have the right to cancel the agreement of sale, provided the seller agrees to fix all the things.
Right.
Okay. So let's just say that the buyer has some concerns about the roof.
Okay.
And he or she wants the roof repaired. And the seller says, okay, I'll repair the roof. And they repair the roof. They patch some shingles of a different color. And they just kind of go up there and nail them. And then it turns out the roof is still leaking. Well, the seller might take some shortcuts in repairing, been known to happen.
Yep.
So I think that the Pennsylvania law really does protect the buyer, and that is the way I would like to see the laws written.
You've been doing this for so many transactions, and it seems to be something that's very rarely brought up, but it's just very reassuring to know that you do have that clause, if necessary, in the very rare occurrence that might come up. So everyone's a winner.
So, Deborah, if you're concerned about not having the right to get out of a deal if you decide that it's not for you, you do have an absolute right to cancel that agreement of sale and get your money back. Provided you do it in the first 17 days after you sign the agreement of sale.
Brilliant.
Okay.
And time flies as usual. Thanks for joining us, Pop. And we'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, ramping up for another 4th of July. Can you believe it? We got the cookouts. We got the hanging out with friends and family and way too many carbohydrates. Maybe that's just my house. And of course, our favorite tradition, watching PBS's A Capital 4th. I absolutely adore it. Always have. No other broadcast comes close. Who better to join me via our newsmaker line than the host 3 years running? My social media exploded when I bragged about getting the chance to connect. John Stamos, welcome, sir. How are you doing?
Hello, Kristen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You no doubt already know this. You've got a huge fan base. You upped my standards tremendously. Holy mackerel. Everybody loves you. It's July. My God, the summer's flying. How's everything gelling for another Capital 4th? Hopefully the weather gods will be kind again this year. You know, we talked about the list of names coming up for this amazing event. It's just incredible again this year. They keep upping the bar and they keep leaping over it. They have you. They have Carol King, who we all adore. The National Symphony Orchestra. Something for everybody. Just magic. Vanessa Williams, Colby Collet. I could go on and on. You have been doing this for a while. You're a seasoned pro at this. But there are some new names on the stage this year with you. Are they intimidated at all by what's easily going to be millions watching them? Or are they kind of low-key about it? What's been your advice to them?
Now, are you talking about Muppets? Because they have no fear. They are fearless. We're celebrating Sesame Street's 50th anniversary. And I'll tell you who's the most nervous is me, because I'm going to fulfill a lifelong dream and get to sing with the Muppets on the Capital 4th television program. So I'm excited about that. Also, something I've been wanting to do for years. I'm any chance I get to celebrate our vets and our men and women in the service, we do. And this year, I'm going to visit a group within the Wounded Warriors called Music Corps, and they are a bunch of musicians. Lo and behold, they need a drummer. So we are working up a Zac Brown song, which is extremely patriotic, and it's going to be extremely emotional, and we're going to play live on the Capitol 4th stage, and that is what I'm most excited about.
That's incredible. You know, when I was bragging about having you on the show, one of the biggest, strongest bits of social media feedback that I received was huge appreciation for all that you do, so much to honor our troops. Tell our listeners a little bit more about your plans for Capitol 4th and your huge interaction with our men and women in the armed services. It's got to be so appreciated.
Well, I appreciate them, and I know we all do, and any chance we get to and celebrate them, we do. And to when you see these musicians that have overcome their injuries and able to play and have an optimistic attitude, it's incredible. Now, let's go back to the social media, because I'm going to have to check you out as soon as we get done with this interview. Maybe you have to, you know, say hi and thank you, because keep talking about this social media. I got to get on. I got to follow you.
Holy mackerel. No, it was on Facebook, and you upped my name considerably with just the name recognition there. They're just freaking out. And why not? You're being very low-key about it, but you've had this tremendous career where you have connected with so many people on so many levels, Blackie Parrish and Dr. Gates and Jesse from Full House. I mean, I've got all three of those on my resume growing up, so it's no big surprise.
I'm 72 years old this week.
You are not. You have simply jam-packed through a lot of hard work and incredible career. But in all seriousness, as your career has evolved, when you first started as a kid, did you ever envision yourself July 4th being the name and the face of a Capitol 4th in our nation's capital? Was that ever on your radar?
No way. You know, if I always say I probably will never write a book, but if I ever did, it would be called If You Would Have Told Me. Like, if you would have told me when I was a kid that I'd be hosting the Capitol 4th, like to be in our nation's capital on the 4th of July with all these patriotic acts and celebrating the troops, I never would have believed it. If you would have told me that I'd be talking to you one day on the radio, I would have said, I don't believe it. I've had a blessed, beautiful life, I'll tell you that much.
You do. And, you know, I'm a big fan of you make your own luck, so I think you're reaping what you sow a bit here, too. When you interact with these great crowds, you know, we're all watching it on the big screens in our family rooms. We're sitting there enjoying everything. Tell me a bit about the energy of those crowds. They seem so wonderfully appreciative. It almost seems like the crowds get bigger every year. It has got to be a logistical nightmare getting everybody settled and up and running, but every year you pull it off. What's that kind of thing like for the prep?
Well, you know, I've been, I've had such a blessed life where I've got to play with the greatest American rock and roll band in history, the Beach Boys, and I've played in front of gigantic crowds, but the crowd seems to be the most appreciative, like you said, the most patriotic, certainly. I mean, you know, I can look out at this crowd of 300,000 people and all the millions at home that are watching PBS, and it doesn't matter what side of the political fence they stand on, they're celebrating being American. They're celebrating being a family. This year, I'm really going to highlight what it means to be a family, an American family, right now in our country. And it's the energy. I'm telling you, I get to stand in the middle of that stage, and there's this, you know, 100-piece orchestra, so enveloping me, sort of, and this great office. It's just a lot of love and patriotism, and I couldn't be. I'm just the luckiest guy on the planet when I'm standing in the middle of it.
I love that. And that energy shows as well. It's tremendous watching you as a host. And I knew the time was going to fly, but I got to get one more question in. You have been doing this for years now. And when you first started hosting a Capitol 4th, you no doubt had ideas about what it was going to be, what to expect. But what has been your most surprising, your unexpected takeaway as you now become the face of a Capitol 4th? What's been your biggest surprise in doing the show?
I tell you, when I started 3 years ago, I've always been a family man. My whole life I've done family television. I've had a very close-knit, you know, mother, father, and sisters, but I've never had my own family. Now I have my own family, and to bring them to the Capitol, to bring my son this year, he's going to get to meet Big Bird. All these years he thought Bob Saget was Big Bird, but he's going to get to meet the real Big Bird. And that, I think, is going to be the best. But to the first year of thinking, like, oh, one day my son is going to be at these shows with me, that's been a big I guess a surprise, but what a blessing.
And I tell you what, with that kind of a resume, no doubt you've been, you know, this is the kind of thing you've reached for your whole life. You have this incredible resume, but meeting the cast of Sesame Street, that, I mean, where do you go? Do you for a lunar landing for the next year? It's just tough to know how to top that, no doubt about it. In our household, Sesame Street, that's like the pinnacle. That's right there. So you know you've made it there. You can make it anywhere. It's all good. Which Sesame Street character are you looking forward to the most?
In your household and the Fuller House? And how old are your kids?
Are you kidding? All of those. I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and I've got an 11-year-old son who just, all of your work, I mention it. And again, you've upped my standing in my own household, not to mention social media and the show. We've got about 200 stations coast to coast, and we've got a tremendous listenership. And a lot of things we've really, you know, we all gel on. We all talk about this thing going on, this event. When I mentioned John Stamos, it exploded. It was hilarious. Because, oh, we all have these memories of, you know, watching you on the air, listening to your music, your TV. You've got this huge following that just envelops so many different demographics. Enjoy it and just embrace it. You've earned it, and we all love you.
Can I call you every morning and you talk like this? Because it's the best way to wake up, I think, ever.
Oh, wait, let me check my schedule. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll give you
tomorrow.
The number over the line, and we'll take care of that. John Stamos, I knew the time was going to fly. Our listeners love your work, your music, your dedication to our military, and making America's birthday just spectacular. We'll all be watching. Happy 4th of July.
All right, Krista, how do your family call me, will you?
Will do. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Cheap is small.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.